20 years after the end of air travel, the caravans of the Traveling Symphony moved slowly under a white-hot sky. It was the end of July, and the 25-year-old thermometer affixed to the back of the lead caravan read 106 Fahrenheit, 41 Celsius. They were near Lake Michigan, but they couldn't see it from here. Trees pressed in close at the sides of the road and erupted through cracks in the pavement, saplings bending under the caravans and soft leaves brushing the legs of horses and the symphony alike. The heat wave had persisted for a relentless week. The symphony performed music, classical, jazz, orchestral arrangements of pre-collapse pop songs, and Shakespeare. They performed more modern plays sometimes in the first few years, but what was startling, what no one would have anticipated, was that audiences seemed to prefer Shakespeare to their other theatrical offerings. "People want what was best about the world," Dieter said. He himself found it difficult to live in the present. He'd played in a punk band in college and longed for the sound of an electric guitar. That's from the opening chapters of Station 11, a novel by Emily St. John Mandel. It's a story set in the near future, a future arising not without a little amnesia from a devastating plague that has wiped out over 90% of humanity across the globe. Our story slingshots from the days and weeks before, during, and after the days the Georgia flu swept through the world, to the post-apocalyptic world, which we just heard about. Now a borning some 20 years later, a world where survivors of the devastating flu are entering middle age, and youngsters are growing up with no personal memory of that lost world, though they live within their elders' too frequent and so unwanted references to their remembered past. Amidst the physical anecdotes, they remind them all of a world now unknown, a world of television, of internet, and plastics. It's a world where romance blossoms in the midst of everyday, indeed day after day, close proximity of these survivors. A world where a small band of Shakespearean actors and symphony musicians can eke out a living, wandering the byways of the Great Lakes, seamlessly crossing old international boundaries, visiting the small communities of humans, now making a life for themselves in the abandoned Walmarts and high schools that dot the landscape. Discovering the goings-on of what used to be neighboring towns, only when a wandering salesman or that acting and symphony troupe happened to wander into their midst. Come soon to our story is a remnant of our modern world, or is it the ongoing manifestation of the human need and desire for certainty in the midst of change? Our actors, our players, come upon a once friendly town that has become eerily withdrawn and suspicious of outsiders, a town dominated the Shakespearean troupe soon come to learn by a zealot, a prophet, who sucks all into his orbit of fear and damnation. Our lead characters take it upon themselves to delve into the maelstrom the small encampment has fallen into, not the least in an effort to find two fellow actors and players who have mysteriously disappeared from that same small town after decamping from the troupe just a couple of years earlier. But our troupe of actors and musicians poking here and there roused the suspicions and soon enough the anger of that zealot prophet and his minions, putting our troupe in physical and emotional danger as their very lives are threatened and their long-won friendships and reasons to hang together or hang separately in their brave new world are questioned. Somehow, through the facility of her writing, St. John Mandel pulls all of these characters and all of these storylines into a coherent and motivating whole, painting a pair of worlds, the contemporary world we know now and the world soon to be, that keep us turning these pages. Station 11 is a fantastic read. It's the big read, sponsored by the Purdue English Department and the West Lafayette Public Library, along with many other folks in our community. It's available at all of our fine local libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library. Hope you get to read it.